In this video, we'll look more precisely into the American exercise style of options and try to develop an intuition for the differences between European and American options in general. A second part will deal with the solution of the Black and Scholes equation for American options using an obstacle problem formulated with finite elements. Remember first what are the differences between European and American exercise styles. The European option gives its holder the right to buy or sell an underlying share at the expiry date for a certain value or a certain payoff. The American contract extends this right and allows the holder to sell or buy any time up to the expiry date. So this option has an additional right without having any obligation at all, and therefore the American option will be equally or more expensive than the European option. This we can say already, since it has more right, it is more expensive. For example, take a put option, which allows its holder to sell for a given price. We saw that if you take into account the interest rate, the payoff dynamics in the case of European options is such that the terminal payoff drifts diagonally towards the origin, if I dare to say so. And by doing so, the put option acquires a negative time value in the case of European contracts. This is not possible for American options, since if the value of the option drops below the terminal payoff, then you can formulate an arbitrage possibility to buy these cheaper options and sell them for the terminal payoff. So the American option cannot drop below the terminal payoff contract, simply it has to stay above. So you could formulate a simple approximation for the value of an American contract and simply calculate a European option, the price of a European option, and then choose either to take this value or take the larger terminal payoff. By doing so, you get an approximation which is sometimes sufficient, but in general is incorrect because you will create discontinuities. In fact, at the points where you have the transition between what you calculated for a European option and the terminal payoff, you will have non-zero derivatives, discontinuities. And such discontinuities have no financial reason to exist, and in practice would actually provide for arbitrage opportunities. I'll let you now experiment yourself with the vMarket applet and switch between American and European contracts. Try to see what are the differences, where is the value different, and also try to visualize what would be the result of the approximation that I just sketched above, trying to find out where would the discontinuities be by looking at the value of the function before the expiry date and comparing with the terminal payoff function, which stays in the applet in gray. Switch between the put option and, for example, the supershare, and discuss here again what are the differences between the European and the American contracts.